This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. We always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, companions. We ask Allah to bless all those who struggled and strove from the very beginning, all the way to this day and right to the end, to bring the goodness to us and to grant us that guidance. And we thank Allah for having shown us that, and we ask Him to keep us steadfast on the path of guidance and to keep guiding us to the true path. Ameen. My brothers, my sisters, mashallah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
One, two. Mashallah.
We thank Him even more.
One, two.
Mashallah. You know, I always say, when things go your way, you say Alhamdulillah. When they don't go your way, you say Alhamdulillah twice. Because He knows why. What happens, happens. And it is up to Him, subhanallah. Allah Almighty has sent to us reminders because He created us. He knows best how we operate. When a person has invented a little invention, it's up to that person to let us know what the invention is all about. It's up to that person to tell us how to use it. Nowadays, with the latest technology, you may have a vehicle that is the latest, you may have a phone that is the latest. If you don't read and check and keep trying, at times it's user-friendly to a great degree, you may never know what exactly your phone could do or what your car could have done. And those are just two examples. More sophisticated than all of that is humankind, subhanallah. If I needed to create a device to look, say a little camera, imagine how difficult it is to bring together whatever I need to bring together in order to have this camera so that it can work. Imagine if anyone from amongst us was said to be the inventor of some technology that could do something strange. We would think, wow, this person must be really intelligent. I promise you, what the Almighty has done for us is far beyond all of that. Just your eyes, your noses, our tongues. Let me put myself into it as well. Why should I say yours? Mine as well, right? The tongue, the fingers, the senses that we have, the organs we have, the entire bodies we have, the feelings we have, the soul we have, the sleep we have. So much more that we actually have. And the Almighty has packed it into one human being, subhanallah. Surely He has to have sent us some form of manual or instruction or message to remind us, or to tell us at least, what it's all about. What will happen if you do this? What will happen if you do that? Surely He has to have sent us something. And guess what? He did. From the very beginning, He always sent to us messengers, reminders. I started this short talk of mine by reminding you of the blessings of the Almighty upon all of us when He sent to us those who took us out of the darkness into the light. Those who helped us understand what this life is all about. Because it's very short, extremely short. But people sometimes are in doubt. In doubt about what? In doubt about the Almighty Himself. He made us, but they don't think that the Almighty made us. They think we're just here. Look, as much as people are answerable to the Almighty Himself, we as believers do believe that we came from somewhere and we're going somewhere. We're too sophisticated to just come to an end. And we're too sophisticated to just have started at the point of birth. If we were less sophisticated, maybe some might have found it easier to convince others that, you know what, we came from nowhere and we're going nowhere. I tell you, I give you a small example. This morning I heard of a sister who was married on the 13th of December, and they went out, I think it was to Turkey if I'm not mistaken, and on their way back the groom happened to pass away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for not only for the bride, but for all the families. It's extremely difficult. As we speak, the family needs our du'as. But that's not the only family that has suffered a loss or struggled. There are so many others across the globe today who are struggling. May the Almighty create ease for them. Say Ameen. Remember one thing, when you pray for someone, the Almighty grants you that automatically. So just pray for people and Allah grants it to you. It's amazing, right? If you are struggling, make dua, supplicate for the others who are struggling, and the Almighty will grant it to you. I'm diverting a little bit, but do you want to know why? The reason is, when you show care for the other creatures of the Almighty cares for you. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. I am connected to the Almighty who made me. When I can show Him that I care for you, He cares for me. And this is why when you pray for someone else, the angels are saying, oh Allah, give him the same, if not better, than what he is asking for the other. This is why we say, keep asking and the Almighty will give you. Keep asking and the Almighty will grant you even more. So the point being raised is, these people who lose loved ones, all of us have lost loved ones to a certain extent, maybe not so close yet in the case of some, but you will have to go through that at some point. So show concern for those who have gone through it, because it's coming to you. And when I said this one day, people say, how dare you say that? What do you mean, how dare I say that? It's true. It's absolutely factual. If you haven't passed away, you are going to pass away. If your spouse hasn't passed away, he or she is going to pass away. It has to happen. It's impossible that it's not going to happen. So for us to talk about it, about reality, don't say, don't talk about it. We have to talk about it. It's factual. It's real. That's what it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. But the feelings, only the feelings that we have in our hearts, are so sophisticated. They themselves are proof and evidence that, you know what, we're going to meet. We're definitely going to meet. I'm so sophisticated, so complicated. I have a relationship with people around me. I've met you guys, and you guys have met me, for example. We know each other. I still want to have time to sit with you and to talk with you in a way that I don't need to say, brother, sister, we don't have much time. You know, subhanAllah, we don't have much time. I want to sit with you in that way. Surely there must be some form of a plan for that to happen one day, because I'm so sophisticated. You're so near, yet so far, subhanAllah, right? MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. So, you lose someone you dearly, dearly love. Nobody will be able to understand your feelings at that moment of loss and beyond it, except if they themselves have been through the same. But my brothers, my sisters, that proves that the Almighty has a plan. I came from somewhere. I'm going somewhere. When I go to that place I'm going to go to, by the will of the Almighty, we will have a chance to reunite and to meet again. So the Almighty tells us, I made you in the first place. You're so sophisticated, so sophisticated. For me, it was just a be, and it is. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. Indeed, for the Almighty, when He intends to create something, when He wants something, He just says be and it is. For entire dominion and kingdom belongs to the Almighty, and all of you shall return to Him. That's what Allah says at the end of Surah Yasin. I'm sure many of us are excited when we hear that verse, or when we're reading that verse, because we know now we've gotten to the end of the surah. That's it. And we can smile and say, I read Surah Yasin, mashallah. But my brothers and sisters, that last verse is packed with meaning. Allah is telling you, when He wants to create something, He says, be, and it is. And when it is, it's ultimately going to come back to Allah. You see, there are four things. When Allah wants to create, it's one thing. He says, be and it is. That's the second thing. Then He says, He owns it because He made it. And the third thing, it's going to come back to Him. You follow? Why does He own it? Because He made it. When you made something, you own it. In another place in the Quran, Allah says, ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. Behold, the reason why he instructs and he has the right to tell you what to do is because he made you. That's why. That's what Allah is saying. لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. He owns two things. He owns many things, but the two he is mentioning, he created. So he is the creator. He owns creation. So therefore he has al-amru. Al-amru meaning the instruction. He can tell you, I want you to pray 50 times a day, 5 times a day. I want you to stay away from this. I want you to do that. But the Almighty has promised us that he won't just tell us to do and not to do things randomly. There will always be a deeper purpose. Whether you understand it or don't is besides the point. He says, I will tell you what to do and what not to do. Because not just because I want to create difficulty for you. Allah says that in the Quran. When he has laid instruction, it's never to create difficulty for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah says, Allah wants for you ease. And Allah does not want for you difficulty. It might be difficult for a moment, but long term, you will definitely see the fruit of following the instruction of the Almighty. And if you transgress, you might feel the enjoyment short term, but long term, you will definitely see the negativity of those actions. May Allah grant us forgiveness. So the doubts that are created in the minds of the people are cleared when you understand who is your maker, when you realize what revelation is all about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've instructed you. Even the food stuffs, when Allah says, don't eat this, there is a purpose. Not just one reason, there are many, many reasons. If Allah says, this is not allowed, I promise you, if you go into it scientifically, medically, any other aspect of checking perhaps, you will find over time that Allah is proven correct. Why do I say over time? You see, there are discoveries. I give you a small example of the issue of cholesterol, okay? I'm not a doctor, I'm not a professional, but I do know that cholesterol is a matter that is discussed by a lot of people. And there is a lot of money to be made in that discussion. So people say, if it is beyond a certain point, it is bad for you, right? And then others say, that point cannot be determined for everyone on earth in one particular figure, because there are people who have different diets, different habits, different bodies, and no one has taken that into consideration. A guy like me is listening and I'm saying, oh wow, interesting. Then there is someone who says this whole discussion of cholesterol is a hoax. That's a new discovery, they say. A guy like me is a bit confused. What do I do? This or that? The point I want to raise is, look at how science and technology and all these researchers keep changing their findings over time, until one day, perhaps after I'm gone, I'm dead, long gone. And then they will say, wow, you know what? Actually, the ultimate discovery is this one here. That will come into conformity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. Can I give you one other example? Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Yasin again, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the sun moves to a certain extent. There was a time when people said, impossible, the earth moves. The sun does not move. Allah did not say the earth does not move. He's only telling you the sun moves. He did not say how much it moves. He's only saying it moves. When technology and science denied it completely, people began to find fault in the revelation and said revelation is wrong. They died claiming revelation was wrong. They said, look, it's proven beyond doubt. The sun doesn't move, the earth moves. They were wrong, but they died without knowing what was right. Generations later, people had to admit, no, the sun moves, but very little. Allah didn't say how much it moves. He just said it moves. That's all. So if you died and generations passed believing that what Allah said was wrong, the loss was yours. Even though science and technology at the time showed you that subhanAllah, what they felt was the ultimate conclusion of their experiment or discovery, whatever, if they felt it was in a specific way, you don't know, there will be technology that will prove them wrong themselves, but they would have gone, new generations would have come. Therefore, ultimately, Allah says something amazing in the Quran. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. We will show them and continue to show them signs within the horizons and in themselves. We will continue to show them more and more signs as the times pass that will prove to them ultimately that the Quran is the truth. Subhanallah. Amazing. Amazing. Allah is saying, you know what? Over time, it will be proven. So many things within the Quran. Are now being proven to be correct. There will be people who will create doubts in the minds and the hearts. Trust me, over the generations, we have already seen from the very beginning, the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those who felt this was wrong and that was wrong, over time, they were found to be wrong. But the Quran was right. You know, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Arabic language already existed. And that Arabic language having been in existence, when the Quran came, it was so eloquent, so correct, that now anyone on earth who studies the Arabic language, the correctness of it is taken from the Quran. Did you ever know that? Anyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever you are, you can never, ever, impossible to learn the Arabic language without connecting it to the Quran. The rules and regulations are actually derived from the Quran. That's how powerful it is. Imagine English exists, and then someone comes up with a book now, and from that point in time, English is actually taken from that book, you know, and they found errors in what people were saying and doing in the past, but not in the Quran, subhanallah, not in the Quran. And people try hard. You know, I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Today we're living in an age where anything I say is scrutinized by 40, 50, 60 million people. Do you realize that? Anything you say, I say, can easily be scrutinized by a billion people. Easily, very easily. When an important politician or powerful person says something, it is scrutinized to the letter. And to find you innocent is really, really difficult. You see what I'm saying? They'll find something wrong with you. They'll find something with the little hair that you forgot to shave somewhere, you know, here or wherever. Because you know what? Everyone is just looking. And they're all seeing things. The whole world is scrutinizing because technology has advanced, developed. Back in the day, you see the scholars. Yes, they addressed little crowds of people. Allah allowed that to go further in the case of many of them, subhanAllah. Yet many of them, we would never know about them. They might have been extremely important people. Allah knows them. Allah knows who they are. Allah will reward them. Allah will grant them goodness. However, at that time, they struggled at the hands of a few people in community. You look at some of the imams, some of the sheikhs, some of the scholars of aforetime. You know what? They struggled at the hands of their people, a few people. Today, if you were to look in numbers, we struggle at the hands of millions of people. Millions of people. Scrutinization. Back in the day, when they hassled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were small in number. Very small in number. Today, they've been scrutinizing the Quran inside out. They've been scrutinizing not only verse by verse, not only word by word or letter by letter, haraka by haraka. You know what's a haraka? A small little accent sign at the top or bottom of the letters. They are looking at each one of it. Yesterday, someone sent me a message telling me, why is this U and not E in the Quran? I'm like, I don't even want to answer this. You know, because you need to have faith to understand this. And one day you will understand it. I can't explain it to you. It's not from me. It's linguistic. It's the law. And you, if you're denying that law, there's nothing I can do about it. It's between you and the Almighty. I still love you, by the way. Remember that. I still love you, by the way. There is no contradiction between the two. If a person is astray, if a person is, for example, far away, if a person disagrees with you, if a person doesn't think like you, if a person chooses differently from you, you have every right to disagree respectfully. Every right to disagree. You can disagree very strongly with that person, but I promise you, you can still love them. Allah says it in the Quran regarding parents, that even if they were mushrikeen, which means they were following a totally different faith, your own parents, and they were associating partners with Allah, and they were inviting you to do the same and pushing you hard to associate partners with Allah, Allah says, you disagree respectfully, you don't follow what is wrong, and you still live with them with kindness and goodness in a beautiful way. La ilaha illallah. That is the Quran. The same Quran is telling us that. You disagree with love. I disagree with care. But today we have become so weak. When we disagree, we start spitting venom on the person, right? Swear, we have to swear. The first word that comes out is the F word. And that F word has become normal speech. People are asking, how are you? And they've said the F word 3 times between the how, the R, and the U. La ilaha illallah. May Allah forgive us. And they think it's cool. It's not cool. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah grant us forgiveness, which by the way also starts with an F. My brothers, my sisters, we need to know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always dominate. He knows, He made us. He created me and you. He has sent a manual, the Quran. He's telling you, this is why you are here. This is what I want you to do. If you press this button, this will happen. If you press that button, that will happen. Might not happen right now, but it's going to happen. You want to do haram, you will pay a price for it. Subhanallah. This way or that way, now or later, you want to unpress a button. You know, when you're in a lift, you press 5. And then someone tells you, no, you're on the 6th floor. You press 6. Someone says, no, 7. And they keep on going until they've, oh, sorry, it's number 10. Now you're going to stop 5, 6 times. It's going to delay your whole trip getting to your 10th floor. Now there are lifts that are such, if you press it again, it depresses. It actually unpresses the button that you press. So when you were supposed to go to 5 and you press it again, you no longer go to 5. You pressed it twice. In the same way, when you do something haram, Allah tells you, quickly unpress by seeking forgiveness. So it's not like you need to do it a second time in order to be forgiven. No, it doesn't work like a lift. But actually it works such that you can come out of it quickly before it has had that effect. People say, you know, when I had my wedding, we served alcohol. I've had this question. And now I'm seeing that in life I'm struggling so much. I don't know, my sister or my brother, if it's connected exactly to that. But the fact that it's bothering you, if you seek the forgiveness of Allah, He can undo it completely. He will forgive you. He will definitely forgive you. If you did something wrong in the past, there is always hope. The same Almighty is telling that to you. Don't lose hope. Don't let anyone make you believe for a moment that the Almighty is not the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind, the most generous, the most compassionate. We have a loving Lord, my brothers, my sisters. But He is the one who sent to us a manual. The question I have, how many of us have bothered to read that manual, to understand it, to sit with others, to be able to actually confirm what it says, to be able to look into the deeper meanings, to be able to know, if I were to do this, that would happen. Allah says, you do good deeds, you will get this. You do that, you will get that. We all want paradise, don't we? By show of hands, who wants entry into paradise? Put up your hands. Entry into paradise with no reckoning whatsoever. Put your hands up. You don't want Allah to take accounts of your deeds. You just want His mercy. Go up. Put your hands up. Only the mercy of Allah, not my deeds. That's all of us. May Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant us paradise. Say Ameen. I promise you, the fact that we want it, there is a great chance He will just give it to us and say, you know what? One day you were sitting and you were asked a question. Do you want paradise? Do you want it without reckoning, just by the mercy of the Almighty? And you said, yes, 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 I do. We're giving it to you. He can do that. You know why? He's the most compassionate, most forgiving, most merciful, most kind, most generous, most generous. MashaAllah, he will do that. But you know what? You need to keep trying. It's like someone saying, you know what? I would like good health. I would like good health. But they are not carrying themselves, or they are not eating healthy, or even living healthy in any way. They are playing the fool. They are playing the fool. You say, I want good health, but you have no control. You're just eating and munching anything and everything, subhanAllah. And you don't exercise, you don't bother to exercise. One of the biggest gifts that you can give your bodies, I'm talking of something physical, right? Is to exercise on a daily basis. Daily basis. You might want to give yourself a break one day of the week. On a daily basis, sweat it out. You find you will be a much healthier person than if you are just lazing around, enjoying the day without sweating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. So the Almighty sends us this instruction. He sends the Quran. In that Quran, He tells us, you do good deeds, you believe, you try your best, worship me alone, you respect everything that I have created, I will give you paradise. So let's work in that direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a great improvement. Inshallah, today we will hear a few talks from various speakers explaining to us various aspects of the faith, of the goodness that is supposed to be coming from us, and the goodness we will achieve and receive. My brothers and sisters, today all of us are searching for contentment, for happiness more than anything else. Whether we know it or we don't, we are searching for contentment more than anything else. Happiness. You know, some of the young people say, no, I'm searching for money because money will make me happy. Trust me, money, yes, it is very important. It is a part of your living. You have to earn it. You have to work hard to earn it. But I promise you, more than that, you will need contentment. There are some who don't have much. They are very content. And some who have a lot of money, they are not content at all. Which is more important? They will tell you, after having earned the millions and the billions, that you know what? I just wish I had a happy life. I could sleep. I just wish I had loving people around me. May Allah grant that to us. May He grant us goodness. May He open our doors. I end off by repeating something I said twice already. You know, my brothers, my sisters, when we do something the Almighty has asked us to do, we will definitely see the goodness from it. And when we stay away from those things He has asked us to stay away from, we will definitely see the goodness that comes from that abstention. But if we were to lose ourselves and lose control, and if we were to not follow any rules and so on, we have none to blame but ourselves when things start going chaotically wrong in our lives. Still, the Almighty, through His mercy, blesses us and grants us goodness. If we are going through difficulty and hardship, it is not a sign of the anger of the Almighty. It is actually a sign of the love of the Almighty. For as long as you are continuing to try to be the best possible person you can be in your relationship with your Maker and in your relationship with the rest of the creatures of the same Maker. Inshallah, I look forward to seeing you again later today. Until then, أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.